I declare open the high-level plenary meeting of the General Assembly on addressing large movements of refugees and migrants. Can we have order at the edges of the General Assembly, please?
The new President of the UN General Assembly, Peter Thompson, calling to order a meeting designed to address the plight of 65 million people on the run, many due to conflict in the Middle East. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hailed the so-called New York Declaration, adopted in the General Assembly Hall on Monday morning, as the means by which the rights of refugees and migrants can finally be secured.
I call on world leaders to join this campaign and commit together to upholding the rights and dignity of everyone forced by circumstance to flee their homes in search of a better life. This summit shows that we can find common ground. But the summit will have a real meaning only if we all honor the promises made here today.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, laid out the substantial gains and commitments contained within the declaration.
The New York Declaration marks a political commitment of unprecedented force and resonance. It fills what has been a perennial gap in the international protection system, that of truly sharing responsibility for refugees in the spirit of the United Nations Charter.
But taking to the podium, the UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, began his remarks saying that this should not be a comfortable summit. He said the refugee crisis was being fueled by race-baiting bigots, wielding power through division and fear.
The bigots and deceivers in opposing greater responsibility sharing promote rupture. Some of them may well be in this hall this morning. If you are here, we say to you, we will continue to name you publicly. You may soon walk away from this hall, but not from the broader judgment of we the people, all the world's people, not from us.
It seems inaction is the only thing that the international community can agree on. If world leaders today are unable to find a solution for the refugee crisis and the Syrian crisis, then this summit is no different from all other conferences.
But it was refugee Mohamed Badran who made the most forceful call for an end to empty rhetoric and the beginning of a genuine international effort to stem the tide of those fleeing war, especially from his native Syria.
Let us hope that today's summit will be different and that international community is going to share responsibility for refugees and agrees to take action on the following: to end the violence now in Syria and protect civilians, to guarantee safe routes for all refugees and to stop put our lives on hold, to empower refugees to lead projects for refugees so that we can help our people.
Refugees, like his small group in the Netherlands, were doing what they could, he said, and now it was the turn of member states to step up too. Matthew Wells, United Nations.